Om Shanti. So all of you have the journal now? Do you know what is the theme of the season? It's on your journal, the first page. Yes. That is our ultimate goal, right? To become like the Father. The Father who is the ocean of all attainments, who gives without expectations, right? So, first thing is that we have to accumulate from Him. Then only we can give, right? So, whatever we receive through yoga or knowledge, we must share through our thoughts, words, and actions, right? So, first thing is to receive. Right, Baba has given so many treasures. How many treasures? Do you know? There is no wrong or right answer. You just try. Sorry? Unlimited treasures. But what treasures? If we don't know what are the treasures, how are we going to accumulate? Yeah. Only one soul is receiving the treasures. So all the virtues, powers, right? And Baba has mentioned in the Murli, there is a no lock on the treasure. So we can take as much and whenever we want, right? But that action needs to be done to accumulate, right? So are we going to receive some time or constant? It has to be constant, right? So that's our first step. To become a bestower is not who gives from the effort. If I feel effort, I don't have an interest to do that. But one who gives naturally from the fullness. So I have to become full. So what we're going to do, we're going to turn our awareness inward for a couple of minutes. Then there will be a point to reflect. You will get, for each point, you will get 10 minutes. So reflect, churn, and write it down. Then you'll get another, in 10 minutes, you'll get another point. Then again, you're going to churn, reflect, and write. So that is, these points will be to receive. Then we'll again go inward after becoming full. What will be my next step? So again, you'll get the points. We're going to churn, write it down. And before we leave here, before we leave from here, we'll have like some takeaway that what we're going to do for the next week and then in our daily life. Okay? So, sit comfortably. Let your body become still and relax. Okay? Gently turn your awareness inward. I step away from this body and its roles. I am a soul, a point of peaceful, conscious light. Stable, calm, and aware. I remember my eternal Father, the bestower, the ocean of peace, love, power, and purity. In His remembrance, I feel secure and full. As I stay connected, I start receiving. I allow myself to become full. There is no hurry, no effort, just quiet, naturally receiving. I remain connected. So in this stage, we will stay in this stage and you will get the point. So the first point is to reflect what qualities, you can write down, what qualities or power do I receive most from the Father? What qualities or powers do I receive from the Father? For example, peace, love, power, purity, clarity, joy, etc. So whatever you feel that I'm attaining from Father, you can reflect on that. In your journal, last few pages are blank if you want to use those. So everyone is reflecting on the point, what qualities or power do I receive most from the Father? What qualities or the powers do I receive from the Father? So the next point is connected to the first one. Whatever I receive, do I feel full or depleted most of the time? And if I feel depleted, what causes depletion in me? So it's connected to the first one. Do I feel full or depleted most of the time, and what causes depletion in me? Whoever came just now, for them, we are just reflecting on two points. What qualities or powers do I receive most from the Father? And do I feel full or depleted most of the time? And what causes depletion in me? You all have a couple of more minutes and then we'll go to the next step. Shall we move to the next step? So now again, sit comfortably and experience fullness. From the fullness, a gentle change takes place. I now become instrument of bestow. So everyone will experience, I am full. Peace flows through my mind. Love fills my heart. Power and purity strengthen me. From this fullness, I become and naturally give through my thoughts, my words and actions. I give without expectation. I bestow without attachment. I am a child of a bestower. And bestower like the Father. So with the experience of fullness, I'm going to reflect now. In daily life, what do I naturally bestow on others? So in daily life, what do I give others? Is it peace or anxiety? Is it patience or impatience? So we have to reflect our daily life and see what I give others. Actually, I'll share the next point because it's very connected. And if I'm giving anxiety or impatience, so what stops me from being a bestower like the Father? What stops me from being a bestower like a Father? So we have to check what I give. And if I'm giving the correct thing like a Father, then it's very nice. We continue to do so. But if not, then what is that causing me not to do so? You have a couple of more minutes. Then you will get an opportunity to share if anyone wish to share, so others can benefit as well. Who likes to share? Anyone? You can share from your seat only. Mic, please.
Om Shanti. So to the question of what qualities of powers am I receiving most from the Father? I, the soul, am receiving the virtue of love and peace from my sweetest Baba. Baba is pouring into this soul lots of love. This love has compassion, forgiveness, and warmth that heals and transforms the soul, bringing it to a stable, peaceful space of being. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else? Yeah, you can. That sister there, she's raising.
Om Shanti. Feeling that the filled form was really light, and understanding that I am a master bestower, and recognizing what are the virtues that Baba has flowed inside me. It's bringing the goosebump because it's overflowing. And when we identify what are the reasons that is making us fall down, it is kind of an opportunity to check and reform our chart and practice and revere in it.
Thank you, sister. Anyone from Pandavas? Nope. Yeah. Okay, yes.
Om Shanti from London and Goa. And you know, Baba always said, Garden of Allah. And Garden of Allah has now become the Garden of Almighty Authority. And we know how desperately the time clock is ticking away rapidly, rapidly. So until we become Karmatit, we are not going to be Baba's right hands. He has had high hopes for all of us. Then each one, new, old, semi-old, upper, lower, whatever tier, we have to be Baba's righteous right hands. Om Shanti.
Thank you, brother. So what is our takeaway from this session? That may I remain full in his remembrance and become effortless bestower, just like a father. Does he do effort to bestow? No. So we have to become like him. So what our checking will be? So there are 2 points for checking. First is our intention. If I truly follow the Father, what one quality do I want to cautiously bestow this week? First, I'm going to check if I truly follow the Father. And if I do that, then what one quality do I want to cautiously bestow this week? So what practice we're going to do? How are we going to do? The small steps. Example, I can start my day with powerful yoga. In the daytime, I can pause before I react. Like these kind of small steps I can take to bestow others. Like rather than giving advice to someone, we can give blessings. Different way, right? So these are the practices we're going to do. And for the weekly, we can have one thought, what I'm going to bestow on others. That's our takeaway. So first I feel, then I flow. Om Shanti.